Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tabletop Radio Hour, your podcast for everything tabletop. My name's Zach, and this week I've got the regular crew. I've got Mark, and I've got Logan. Mark, how are you doing today?
I'm doing okay, I think. We'll see how today goes. Logan, how are you doing?
Doing well, guys. Zach, you?
Oh, I'm Farron. I'm doing well.
Farron. I like that. That's good.
Yeah, exactly. Seafaring.
Oh,
no, we're not playing 7th Sea today, guys. Stop it. Quit it. We'll get there.
But the seas called us.
Don't they all? But anyways, today we are going to be doing an actual play episode for you all. And today is kind of a special day. We're getting together and we are playing our favorite steampunk-themed espionage game called Steam Spies.
Oh, stop it. It's the only Steam Spy espionage game, isn't it, that you know of?
I mean,
it's still my favorite. It's still my favorite.
Okay, Mark. All right.
It's like parents, you know, if they have a kid, you know, if they only have one kid, it could be their favorite kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Know? I mean.
Well, And this is, I mean, we've played Steam Spies on the show before, but
Logan has not.
And this is a little bit exciting because this is actually going to be a crossover from the Steam Spies solo sessions. So
yes.
We're going to be picking up exactly where that left off. I'm still playing Roland Doyle, and we're going to just kind of go in. I should also mention we're going to change the rules a little bit more to what's traditionally used for the co-op group rules. When I do the solo sessions, I kind of tweak it a little bit to make it a little bit more narratively interesting. But we're going to be a little bit more mechanically oriented for this. So if it has a little bit of different flavor, that's why. But we're all kind of working, and we have no idea. We have no idea how this is going to turn out.
We don't know how long this is going to be, folks.
That's a good point, too.
Very short episode.
We may still be here next week. Who knows?
Who knows?
I think we're ready to go. Are you guys ready to dive in?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think we talked a little bit before we started recording here, and we kind of agreed that at some points we might step back from the story and talk about the rules for a moment.
Yes.
To try and work a few things out if we need to.
Let's be honest, this is to help me, because I am new to this system, so it's okay. You can say it.
Well,
it'll help us all.
And it creates a great opportunity to help explain the rules and talk them through and help the listeners as well. So that's a huge bonus.
It is a really fun succinct system, but it's got a lot of unique flexibility that you can interpret in different ways. So there's a lot of options. It's good.
Especially with this cooperative game masterless approach. Mm-hmm. It's kind of unique. So so let's see where it goes. First thing we need to do, we've bounced a couple of ideas around here, but we need to find out how it's going to start. Each scene has three phases, and each of those phases has an action type. So what you do is you choose an action type randomly. There's a chart. There's six of them, rolling a six-sided die. I'll do that right now. And I got a six. So the very first action type is going to be sabotaging. So, which could be interesting. As you may remember from the last episode, I am slipping out. I've stolen the ship, and I am with Lori and Yoza. We've stolen the ship. We're going off on our own, and at some point, we're probably going to be encountering you two. But what we're going to do right now is we have to decide how we're going to approach the first phase of this first scene. Now, let me just give you a quick reminder that the first phase is designed to introduce the current events, sets up any obstacles, opportunities, or non-player characters which may be present. So mostly this phase is going to be about how you guys come into the scene, probably. How you know, what you introduce to the situation. So kind of like 7C, we're gonna need an approach. What is your approach to a sabotaging scene? So for me to start with, I am kind of oblivious to what's going on. I think I'm probably just going to go with a straight probably manipulator. I've a pretty strong face. So that means I'm approaching this in kind of a charismatic, manipulative kind of approach to anybody. You know, I'm probably going to be somebody trying to sabotage my ship. So
find out, won't we?
Yes, we will. So that is my approach. Why don't you guys explain your approaches? Zach, since you've done this before.
Sure, I'll go ahead. Currently, my character is... His name is Toby. He is a very large, brutish man. His friends often call him Small Toby. Just because, you know, that's how nicknames work. Small Toby's mission currently is, in fact, to sabotage your ship. He's not the smartest person. I'll probably go with a smasher. Okay. Sabotage smasher.
Okay. That's more of a physical approach to sabotaging. So you're just going to go for the straight destructive kind of approach. That's fair. How about you, Logan? Now, first of all, you two are traveling together. You know each other?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
We have been sent to work out this small interaction here. Our two different agencies working together at this moment, or at least the two of us.
Oh, speaking of which, Zach, who do you work for?
I work for Renningson and Sons, who is part of the federal agency.
Hmm. Well, the federal agency is the agency that works for the corporation, Renningson and Sons. Yes.
That's exactly what I said, Mark.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
So next to Small Toby, we see a well-dressed dandy of a man with a very sparkling vest and well-trimmed chops into beard, the classic steampunk glasses and big top hat. We have Albrecht Manassis de Martin. He's kind of a dilettante in his background, and he is an M5 agent with the Encyclopedia Englandia Corporation. So he's just standing there, you know, with his cane and kind of just peering out, analyzing, looking at the ship we're approaching. Are you quite sure this is the one we're supposed to get?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Mm. Okay.
And he's going to take kind of an analysis approach on this. Okay, so question.
Oh, perfect.
Do I need to keep the same sabotaging approach line?
Sabotaging is the action type.
Oh, okay, so that is the area I want to keep in. So I'm going to go with manipulator, which is usually
manipulator
people.
Well, that's going to fall on your face. So that means you're going to come at it with a kind of a charismatic, manipulative...
Okay, no. Never mind, I'm sorry. In this situation, because of how I described it, I'm going to go with engineer, because I'm kind of looking at the ship we're coming up on. I'm trying to find, you know, maybe like a weakness or something in
the situation. So you're going for a very analytical...
Yeah, analytical, he's observing, he's watching, trying to analyze the situation for sure.
Great. Are either of you bringing any tools with you, or anything? Equipment.
Albrecht always has his sword cane and a little derringer up his sleeve.
Okay, perfect.
That's about it.
Small Toby carries kind of a bully club.
Okay.
He is the Brute Squad.
And yeah, he is Brute Squad. he is also specialized in demolitions, so he probably has a small a small explosive charge or two on him.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
That means in that case you would be able to activate your demolitions skill. Okay. So, let's start with you. So you're going to use your smasher. What you're going to do, you're going to roll a number of d6 equal to your muscle. One of those d6 is going to be a... Oh, actually, before we do that, what is your background specialty?
My background specialty is bodyguard.
Bodyguard, okay. I don't think that would really apply here.
I don't think so.
If it does, if it would, that would help your die roll, which we can explain when it becomes appropriate.
If it ever comes into play here.
So you roll a number of dice equal to your muscles. One of those dice is what we call the golden die. And if that die rolls a 6, it will explode. The other dice are just normal d6.
Perfect.
After you roll that, you keep a number of dice equal to your smasher roll.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can add your demolitions value as a bonus.
Perfect. And that add on that demolitions, mm-hmm. is that just a value addition?
Correct. Correct.
Perfect.
So step one, roll a number. Your muscles is your type.
There we go. I get to roll 4 dice.
And let me point out here, because we're using roll 20, we're just going to say that the die that isn't the first die in the sequence is going to be your golden die.
Okay.
Perfect. Makes sense.
Yeah. So.
So I get to keep 2.
Okay.
So I'll probably keep those 2 4s.
Okay.
And I get to add 2.
Okay. So you ended up with a total of 10, correct?
2, 8, and 2 is 10.
Yeah. Okay. Keep that in mind. Let's go to Logan.
So doing the same thing, the analyst engineer, I am rolling 5, but I'm keeping 1.
Okay.
But I've got a couple points in demolition. I've got 1 point in demolition and a couple points in mechanic. I was thinking mechanic might apply as a skill based on just
analyzing. You didn't say anything about having your equipment, having any tools with you.
If I had a wrench with me, how would that help me analyze a ship that's, a mile away or whatever it is, 500 feet away?
Right. That's...
Okay. So mechanic only applies with the tool in hand. Got it.
Well, you have... Usually, the skills are brought about by having some sort of technology equipment.
That's cool.
That's usually what
Okay, so then it's just a straight roll, 5 dice, 1 to keep, and I hope that it explodes. Here we go. I had a whole stack of 4s, a 3 and a 2, so I'll keep a 4.
So you got a 4. Now, I'm going to roll my, I'm going to use my type of face, which is a 4, so I'm rolling 4 d6s. And I am keeping 2 of them, which those would be the 2 5s. I don't get to use any of my skills at this point, but Zach and I have tied.
We have
a way of using. There are a few different options for tiebreaker. The one I like to use is. Just isolate your golden die. And in this case, Zach, you rolled a 3 on your golden die.
I rolled a 1.
So you break the tie.
Perfect.
Does that make sense? That means you get narrative control. You get to tell us how this scene progresses. How do you introduce your characters, introduce the situation, get, you know, make it happen.
Perfect. Yeah, and, absolutely.
And I should also say, you have at your disposal the Story Cipher and Inspiration Stimulator, which I've used quite often. So if you, if anything you want to kind of randomize, you're free to use those.
Yes. Perfect. Perfect. I'll just go. Here we go. Mm-hmm. As we kind of get in view of your vessel, we're gonna speed up a good amount.
How are you approaching? Are you by air, by sea, by submarine?
We're probably coming on another boat.
Yeah, that's what I was picturing too.
Okay.
Probably something smaller. You said you're on a fair-sized yacht type mm-hmm. boat. Yeah, we're probably on something smaller, maybe a little bit closer to speedboat-esque.
Okay.
Boat. Something with some speed and some maneuverability.
Okay.
You know, as we're kind of tasked to do our mission, I won't get into too many specifics. You know, I just want to say, as we approach the ship, me and my analytical friend here, we circle a few times to find the best route of action here. And I think coming up behind the back of the boat and planting a small explosive charge might be our best option here.
Okay, but you're not approaching subtly at all, right? So
if we circle a couple times, I'm pretty sure he's going to see us coming.
Yeah, so we're going to be... So you're going to be expecting a reaction, right? Smart Toby
isn't the smartest individual.
So would you would expect some reaction to that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
Okay. So is that where you're ending the first phase, or are we...
Let's see. I might use the Story Cipher a bit here. I think a good question to ask is, are there any complications with what we're doing?
And then you rolled 2d6, I think.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Now, there is there are modifiers to this. Mm-hmm. We have to determine how calm is this scene.
You know, it's just a normal, average Sunday boat explosion.
Yeah, a boat. A boat just driving up to a bigger boat with a bomb to stick on its hull. You know, I would say at the minimum, this is very tense because, you know, would you agree?
I'd say so. I mean, we're doing a mission. I mean, missions aren't going to be the most relaxing experiences.
Yeah, so. And we are definitely kind of on edge. So,
sure.
Anybody comes near to us, we're going to open fire. So that would add one to both the live die and the let die.
Perfect. So I will roll. The first one is a 6. So that would make that a 7. And then a 4. Make it to a 5. So okay. Yes and.
Okay. So yes, there are a complication. There are complications. And what is the complication and what is the addition to that?
I mean, we're noticed would be an and. You know? Not just that it's complication, but it's, you know, maybe bumpy ride or whatever. But we're noticed and probably Roland Doyle has taken action, I'd imagine.
Yeah. So it seems like we're kind of getting into the next action type here, right?
That might.
Pretty well established what's happening. So what action type would be the consequence of that scenario?
Maybe Roland starts to notice us, and this, you know, he starts to kind of kick it into gear and try and get away. Maybe we might go into a chase scene.
That makes perfect sense to me. All right. So, second phase, we'll go into a chase scene. Let's see. I am probably just going to go straight to racer for this. Because I'm just going to try and put on some speed. And of course, we're all in sea vehicles for this, so...
Mm-hmm. Right.
We all will get the advantage of the sea vehicles skill.
Perfect.
I should also mention that my background specialty is sailor, so
yeah.
I have some advantage there. So, if you guys don't mind, I'll go ahead and roll first this time.
Go for it. Roll away.
Let's see. Okay.
Ooh.
Now, because I have two golden die, mm-hmm. that second one does indeed explode.
Roll another.
Yep. So, I get to keep two of them. Golden die becomes a... I rolled a six for the first time and then re-rolled it, got a two. So that die becomes a total of eight.
Right.
So I get to keep two of them. So I'm going to keep the eight, of course. I'm also going to keep the five. So that gives me 13. I have two for sea vehicles, so I get a 15 total.
Take it away. I don't think we need to roll.
I mean, serious though.
I mean, because I'm basically either roll three, keep two.
Yeah, I'm.
Or yeah. Roll four, keep one.
Yeah, Albrecht is going to go with, you know, staying with the analyst, navigator. So he's a roll five, keep two. And no skills, really. I mean, one die. I guess you get one.
Well,
one.
You're in a sea vehicle.
Because we have a vehicle. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So rolling five again. Go. Hey, golden die exploded.
Oh, look at that.
Roll another one.
We're going to roll a single. So that one die is a nine. And I'm keeping two, so that's an 11 plus the one,
plus one
from the sea vehicle, so that's 12. Still not catching up, but way better than I expected.
Yeah.
I will kind of shift gears from muscle to analyst here.
Ooh.
Analyst navigator.
So we're both navigating this boat. No left, no right.
No, I kind of like I'll push you out of the way after you. You don't quite make it, and I'm no. We'll kind of, kind of tandem work on this.
It's fair.
I get to roll three, keep two. So here we go with rolling. Oh my goodness, we're all exploding.
Hmm.
Hey. That's eight. That's so still that would a be 12. Eight.
Yep. That's a 13.
13 because of the boat. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, because of the sea vehicles.
But I still...
You still get that with
get the 1 15, with the 15, 15 so... Like yeah. Okay, so...
Definitely 1,000.
The other thing I forgot to mention is make a note of every time you succeed. When you're the highest person, just kind of make a check mark. And that's going to give you a plot point. Or... When we get to the end here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yes, I see, we're kind of cruising along and look out and I see this boat. This is early for a speedboat, so obviously it's kind of a steampunky, kind of probably a big boilerplate. Probably got some paddles on either side, like a paddle steamboat type thing. That kind of shoots it and propels it faster than a normal boat. We're kind of chugging along with our steam boiler engine. And this boat, circles us a couple times, kind of looking at it suspiciously. And finally it starts trying to come up behind us. And it's like, not going to have any of that. So... Boom, I push the throttle forward and we shoot forward and put some space between us. I'm a man of action. I'm not, I don't think I want to put up with that too much. So, I'm going to spin the wheel and, I'm going to come about and we're going to play some chicken and we're going to take this into a combat, fighting sequence. Now, here's a question for you guys, and if you want to use a story cipher, you can. As you came up on the back of the back of the boat, did you read the name of the ship on the transom and realize your mistake?
Ooh. Logan, do you want to roll that one?
I can, except for I would totally go off of the what I rolled initially with the trying to do the analyst engineer, and I had like a 4, so I don't think that we noticed, which is why we circled around a couple times and decided to move into bomb. Does that make sense?
Okay.
I think it was already kind of determined before that we didn't know who you were, which is why we moved in to try and place a bomb.
You didn't then, but then you approached.
Oh, okay. And as so you're saying approached, after the approach. I get it.
After the approach, once you got close enough and you were reaching up to put the bomb on the transom and the big name was right there in front of you.
Okay, and which would that be in? Would that still be in the chasing side of things? So
a navigator check? You could do this with a story cipher if you want.
Oh, yeah, let's totally do that. I like that. Let's story cipher this. Get to use the thing. Okay,
We'd probably still say it's pretty tense.
Definitely kind of on the line because, you know.
We're still in the heat of the action here.
The action just picked up. There's no way it would be less than very tense because, you know, our query is taking off or turning around on us. Like, there's action happening.
So, yes. Yeah, but in this case, I would say because in this case, you're expecting the yes answer to cause more problems. So you may want to phrase the question then.
Do I see the name of the boat? And therefore, change tactic.
Right. But if you're adding to the difficulty, that's going to make it easier to see the note.
I got you.
So you want to phrase it, do you still think that I'm the enemy?
Okay. Do I still think? Okay.
And if the answer is yes, things are going to be bad.
So, all right. So first up, live, die. That is a 1. Which becomes a no.
Yep.
And then the let die, that is a 5, which becomes a dash, which becomes a 4, I think. So, no.
No, that's a 6. That's a and. So.
Oh, is it?
So I no, we went you down. Don't.
Okay.
No, we went up. What happened there was we changed the wording of the question to make an increase of the die, you know, which. Very tense increases the die. The answer, you know, yes would be bad.
Okay, I get you.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Before yes would be good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we are at no and.
Yes. So okay, no, so you don't think I'm the enemy, and what else?
And I recognize Roland.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. Okay.
Like as we're starting to speed up for like the chicken moment, he kind of like stands up from the back of the boat. He's like. Roland, is that you?
Okay, let's because I declared the fighting, we're going to roll for the fighting attack, and then we'll see how when we get to the narrative, whoever gets it can decide how that plays out.
All right. Well, my strength on fighting would be analyst strategist, but. Because of what I just rolled, I think it's more fainter in this situation because I'm starting to do that social interaction, which is not a strength for me, but I think it's still where it needs to go in this, which is a fighting situation. I'm not trying to take you out, right?
Sure. Well, you could argue either way, I think.
Okay.
You could say I'm strategically trying to think of the best way to make Roland recognize who I am.
Okay, well then, that's what I'd prefer to do then, if that's the case, Because I think you could justify that. I am trying to make sure you know who's here.
Yeah, I would say, I think muscle would be an inappropriate approach here, but analyst, I think I could justify that, sure.
I don't know if you muscle him to the deck, jump off our boat and jump onto his boat and muscle him down.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what small Toby does.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're gonna go strategist?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Zach, what are you going for?
How close are, I mean, would small Toby going muscle be inappropriate here?
I think that's appropriate. I don't know that, you know, you would have to explain how you're using that in this game of chicken with the boats approaching. Muscle does, it just means a physical approach. It doesn't mean that you're literally pummeling him with your fist. Right, it's just how are you using your grip to maintain your position on the helm and, you know.
Or maybe since you said that this is kind of paddle powered in a way, he can be using some manpower to maybe make sure they stay on course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
like, I think. Yeah, like you throw more coal in the engine, or you know, trying to pump it harder, sure, and faster. Okay.
Sure. Okay. All right. So. Okay, so you're using the pugilist. I would say, you know, I called it. I'm playing chicken. I'm definitely going to go with Fainter. I'm going to try and you know, get as close as possible and
yep,
you know, maybe take a shot when you're there. So
perfect.
Yeah. So who wants to start?
All right. So
it's like Logan rolled here.
Yeah, so. I got to roll in just for I get out of the way. My gold die did not explode, but if I'm keeping 3, that's still a 14. Or sorry, a 15.
15. Very nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Beautiful. I guess I'll go next here. I get to roll 4, keep 2.
Okay.
Ooh. And my 6 did explode here.
Yep.
Ooh.
So I get to do that. Makes that a 7. I'm keeping 2, 7, and 6 is 13.
Okay. You're still 1 lower than Logan, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and I am rolling, I'm going for Fainter, so I'm rolling my type is face, so I'm rolling for the, ooh. Oh boy.
Oh.
Oh boy.
No.
Okay, my golden die exploded twice. So that one die is a 15. And I keep another 6. So yeah, I think I easily took that one.
Yep.
I definitely took that one. I am going to say that I'm fainting. I'm looking for a ploy. I'm looking for things. I'm going to see Albrecht stand up and wave. And I am going to kind of swerve at the last minute and just douse you guys with seawater. But I will...
We deserve it.
But I will come to a halt and let you pull aside and let you on board to find out what you are doing here. So that will be the end of the first scene.
There we go.
And I think the next scene is, you know, it's probably just going to be straight interacting, because we're going to have to figure out, we're going to have to talk out what we're doing, why you're here, what's going on. So,
exactly. Alrighty.
So yeah, I'm just going to go, probably just, you know what? I'm going to go for, analyst expert on this. Cause I'm going to, I want to know what you guys are thinking, what you're doing here. So what are you guys planning on for your approach?
I think I'm definitely going confidant, just for the sake of, like, I recognize you and I'm trying to also convince you, like, hey bud, how you doing? Like,
okay,
I think it's more of a face confidant thing.
That's legitimate.
I mean, Small Toby does not know who Roland is.
Mm-hmm.
So he might be kind of protective of his comrade here. Mm. Not
bodyguard.
Necessarily knowing.
Bodyguard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So go enforcer, just kind of.
Enforcer, yeah. And my background in bodyguard might be helpful here.
Making sure I know who's boss type thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would my background as dilettante, you know, as kind of that schmoozer help in this situation? Or that only apply in a situation with like a bigger like scene and more of a like actual like party scene or whatever?
You know what? And here's where, you know, it's nice that we have three of us. It's kind of a group consensus. I think it would. Zach?
Agreed.
Okay.
Cool.
And for Zach's bodyguard, I'm willing to accept that. Logan?
Yeah, totally. 100%.
Okay. All right. Also, I should mention, interacting skills are kind of an exception in that they aren't based on equipment, because you don't usually use equipment for interacting. Mm. But they are based on who you're going against. Intimidation is if the person is kind of antagonistic against you. Seduction is if it's somebody who would be appropriately impressed with your seduction. Persuasion is more for friendly interaction. So in this case, all of us get to add the persuasion skill as well.
Okay,
cool.
Perfect. Makes sense?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
Who wants to roll first?
I'll do it.
Go for
rolling
it.
Three, perfect. Keeping two. First two are golden. It doesn't matter. So that's a total of 11 plus two makes it 13.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Zach?
And our backgrounds give us advantage, yes?
They give you what? Yes.
A second
yes.
So golden die, basically.
So both your first rolls are die.
First two.
Yeah.
So since I'm using Enforcer, I get to roll four, keep three.
Woohoo.
So I'll roll four here. Not great.
Dang.
But 13 if I get to add one for persuasion.
Same as me.
Okay. All right. Let me give it a shot here. I didn't choose my best roll here, but that's...
Me either.
Yeah, definitely not. Keep one, five. I got a total of six, so definitely between... And you two tied, right?
Yep.
We did, but Logan beats my three on my golden die.
Actually, in this case, you both have... You know, I think he still wins, but you can use any of your.
I rolled a three and a one, and he rolled a five
and
a four.
So
I
got
definitely.
So you got it. So which makes perfect sense because you're the one who sees this. You know what's going on here.
Yeah.
So you would probably be the one to come aboard and start talking. So,
Roland, what are you doing here on this ship?
Well, apparently I'm fighting off you guys. What are you doing? Where are you sneaking up on me?
What brings you up to the middle of the Pacific? We are trying to disable and take over the Transylvania and transport the ship that is part of our mission.
What ship is that?
This one. The,
yeah, I'm pretty sure it's this ship.
Vulnerable Vulture. Duh.
This
is that not the ship?
Belong. No. No, no, no. This
I told you you got it wrong. And he turns and he like slaps Big Toby on the shoulder or the elbow because he's shorter by a lot.
Sorry.
That's okay. Roland is a great guy. Well, how are you out here? I last saw you were on the other side of the world.
Well, you know, he kind of gestures towards Lori and Yoza. This is Lori. This is Yoza. You know.
And Albrecht definitely steps forward and does all of the flourishy high court, you know, kiss the lady's hand. I am deeply pleased to meet you. A pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Yes. I understand. But back to the mission here. So what is the ship that you're trying to chase down? And why are you trying to... What are you doing?
Oh, very good point. Toby?
What?
The details on the mission.
Oh, yeah. So sorry. He kind of fiddles back to like his back pouch, and he pulls out a piece of paper that is soaked wet.
Okay, I'm totally picturing, you know, small Toby having like almost a fanny pack of little pouches of things.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. He's got tons of like Victorian era cargo pants.
Okay.
Nice.
New equipment for the system. We have everywhere. Steampunk fanny pack.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh. Damn. Anyways, there's big ship with a weapon or something on it. We just gotta go and get it.
Yeah, that transport corporation. We have to stop them. Or get it, or blow it up. Something.
And it's here in the Pacific?
Wait.
Turn to Lori and Yusa. Well, ladies, I'm afraid work calls.
Oh, Roland, we're gonna miss you so much.
No, do not leave me behind.
Well, there's nowhere else for you to be, so I guess we're all going along. Let's go find a ship.
Yay!
We're having more fun playing the peanut gallery in the background. This is great.
Yeah, I think so.
That's awesome. So where are we gonna go? How are we going to find this? What is the next action type?
I think it's time for Inspiration Stimulator.
Okay, that's a great idea. Yeah. So for this, you're gonna roll two dice twice. So you're going to roll once on the action table and one on the subject table.
I'll roll two dice, and Zach will roll two dice, maybe, and we'll just combine our two.
Perfect. Perfect.
Perfect. You roll on action, I'll roll on subject.
Okay.
Yeah.
Action. Are there any modifiers on this?
No.
Okay, so action Perfect. Is... I'm going to go in order of how it's presented on roll 20, so it's 4 and 5. Mm-hmm. So 4 and 5 brings us to block.
Yep.
And... 6. Do you go down first and then across?
That's how
I'm
I did
assuming?
It.
Yeah.
That's how I did
Perfect.
It.
So 6 would be time and 5.
Nope. No, you go down 6 and then over 5.
Oh, hey, there we go. Time, hate.
No.
Yeah, so the action was blocked.
You're getting one
and
word.
Yours is hate.
Aha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tracing perfect. It from the two numbers hate. To find your one.
Yep.
I understand now. I'm on the same page.
Yeah.
So.
Perfect.
Block hate.
All right.
Interesting. Well, if it's a big weapon, I guess it makes sense we're trying to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Inspiration stimulator just kind of was a confirmation stimulator.
Sometimes that seems to work out that way, yeah.
So, Logan, since you won that last round, you get to pick the next... action type.
Hmm.
I so think that's that, what he was going I mean, for with the actions. That's what he was kind of going for with the inspiration stimulator. So
probably yeah. something what where does... we're figuring stuff out, you know, something in probably infiltration would make sense. Like we're trying to...
Well...
Yeah, that's probably the best. It's not... Yeah, because we need to find out more info. For sure. And nothing else is quite in that line.
Acquiring,
isn't that just... Okay.
That's acquiring anything, really. Acquiring information, acquiring data, acquiring...
Sure, okay. Well, then, yeah, that would be it. Acquiring, that would make sense.
Okay.
Perfect.
Great.
And being the big brain person that I am, I'm going to go with Investigator.
Okay.
So in this situation, I think we're trying to maybe, like maybe the yacht you have has a little more information about the ships moving in the area, and we can look at, like, some sort of, like, charts or...
Yeah.
Whatnot that kind of tells us where to go, what common lanes there are, or something.
Yeah, that would make sense. Definitely, this was a Das Vort ship, so they would definitely probably have a lot of data on trade lanes and that sort of thing.
Sure.
So that makes perfect sense. Great.
Yeah, and of course, we have the two lady friends who are, of course, affiliated with other. Agencies, so yep. they might have some knowledge that could help out as well.
So would this be considered at all a reconnaissance situation?
Um,
and that we're using the gear on the ship as our equipment to help with my reconnaissance bonus?
You know what?
Absolutely.
I think so. Yeah, okay. Definitely. I'm on board with that.
I think we all agree here.
Okay. So you're using Investigator.
Mm-hmm.
God, you know, I think I'm kind of stuck with Investigator too. Not a strong suit, but I don't know how a con artist or burglar could really apply. So
yeah, unless with burglar, if there's anything on this ship that like any safes or anything, since this isn't our ship.
Oh, so like maybe like the charts that would be helpful for us to investigate or analyze are locked behind something. And so if one of you is good at con artist, or not con artist, burglar, you could break into it, and that would affect the next roll.
Yeah, that's the only way I could think burglar might be.
Yeah.
But yeah, all of this kind of leads to investigator, I think.
Probably, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right.
Not my strongest, but we'll go with it here.
Yeah, me too.
I'll roll first this time.
Sounds good.
Go for it.
Mine will probably be a little bit disappointing.
And then he explodes six times.
Yeah.
Colin.
I get to roll three and keep one. So, okay.
Oh, like that.
Explode.
Dang.
Okay, that gives me an 11.
Plus your reconnaissance, we're going to...
Oh, plus reconnaissance, which is a 1, so a 12.
Okay.
Not bad.
All right. Then, you know, let me go next, because I expect to be fairly disappointing as well, but... So 4 plus 1, I got 5.
Okay.
Same away. Thing. Analyst, investigator, so 5 keep 2 with the plus 2 on reconnaissance. Here we go for the roll.
Ooh, okay.
Oh.
Oh,
so that's going to be 8, 9, 10. 11.
Okay.
11.
That takes it.
No, surprisingly, I...
Oh.
I get it.
Yeah, Toby got it. 12. He got 12.
What the hell?
I can't wait to hear this story. How's that go?
So the muscle was the analyst. Got it.
I guess.
I guess so in this case.
I think in this situation, maybe, you know, both Roland and Albert are going back and forth and making it too complicated. And Toby
we're overthinking
it. Perfect, simple solution.
What's this dot? Oh.
Yeah, exactly. So as we're kind of we've sprawled out all of these charts all on this big navigation table, and you guys are just flipping through and trying to triangulate and using a compass to try and map out where's this gonna be and where's this where did that go. Yeah, and kind of like you said, small Toby just walks up and he takes a few looks and he moves a couple things around. He goes, "What's that?"
"What's what?"
And you can see, based on a couple of the charts that you've kind of mapped out, that the ship that we're looking for is on one of the regular trade routes. And it, you know, you guys have already mapped it out 10 minutes ago and then you covered it up with another chart trying to figure something else out.
What if it's an island?
It could be an island, a small island, off the side of this trade route.
Yeah.
So this is like the perfect place for this.
Yeah, so we're looking for a ship.
Weapon to stop.
Yeah, we're looking for a ship, and you spot this island that says that's marked TTTT or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. So, I'm thinking about the next.
Now,
logical place that this could go.
The other thing is that probably is going to end
that scene.
The scene, and I've usually been doing 2 scenes per act. We might be going to a new location. We might starting a whole new act here.
Okay.
Yeah, that's very true. And I think starting the new act might be a great place for this story to stop here. we might pick this up next time.
Oh, okay.
What do you gentlemen think?
Sounds good.
That works for me.
Perfect. Well, gentlemen, thank you for joining me today and playing this wonderful game with me today. Mark, it's been a blast. I love playing this game. This is a wonderful game.
Super fun.
It's always fun to just improv around all the time. But yeah, thank you, gentlemen, for joining me, and I look forward to the next one.
And that's it for this episode of Tabletop Radio Hour. Like always, you can find this episode on soundcloud.com/tabletopradiohour and on iTunes. You can find us on Twitter at TabletopCast if you have any questions or comments. You can join us over on Facebook.com/TabletopRadioHour for regular updates. We also have an email address that is TabletopRadioHour@gmail.com. Our website, TabletopRadioHour.wordpress.com. You can find information about our Patreon page on our website. I want to thank you all for listening and keep rolling 20s.